Our scripture reading, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. I just want to tell you that this is one portion of scripture that you cannot really just read. It is a lively exchange that Jesus had long ago. It tells a story within a story, and the undertones are really filled with joy. Luke 14, verse 7. He went on to tell a story to the guests around the table. Noticing how each had tried to elbow into the place of honor, he said, "When someone invites you to dinner, don't take the place of honor. Somebody more important than you might have been invited by the host. And then he'll come and call out in front of everybody, 'You're in the wrong place. The place of honor belongs to this man.' And red-faced, you'll have to make your way to the very last table, the only place left. When you're invited to dinner, go and sit at the last place. And then when the host comes, he may very well say, 'Friend, come up to the front.' And that will give the dinner guests something to talk about. What I'm saying is, if you walk around with your nose in the air, you're going to end up flat on your face. But if you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself." I do want to repeat this sentence. It's also the theme of our worship this morning. But if you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself. And then he turned to the host. "The next time you put on a dinner, don't just invite your friends and family and rich neighbors, the kind of people who will return the favor. Invite some people who never get invited out. The misfits from the wrong side of the tracks. You'll be and experience a blessing. They won't be able to return the favor, but the favor will be returned. Oh, how it will be returned at the resurrection of God's people." Here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this morning. Brothers and sister friends in Christ, people can often be so funny. They spend money they do not have to buy the things they do not need to impress the people they do not like. Mark Twain said that he spent a large sum of money to trace his family tree and then spent twice as much trying to keep his ancestry a secret. On this occasion, Jesus was dining at the house of a Pharisee. Yeah, that indeed happened at the beginning. Because all the hatred just exploded. He was dining at the house of a Pharisee, and the Pharisees were watching Jesus closely. In all probability, even at that stage, hoping to find something against him. And when you see this atmosphere, it makes you wonder if they are enjoying their meal at all. Doesn't look like it. Certainly, if they only knew, they were missing an opportunity to enjoy the wisdom of the man they had invited. On that occasion, Jesus shared his vision of what the kingdom of God is really all about. And Jesus made it clear that God's kingdom's guest list is very different from yours and mine. Because in God's kingdom, there is room for all, for each and everyone. There is room for people who are fleeing injustice here or wherever in the world. There is room for those who have been on the outside for so long looking in. Among them, the poor, the disabled, those who cannot see with physical eyes. Amongst them are the overlooked, the downtrodden, the dispossessed. All, said Jesus, will have a place in the kingdom of God. Just listen to Jesus' words. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. We are not the hosts, and it is not for us to decide who is welcome and who is not. It is tempting for all of us wanting to restrict our relationships to those who are members of our own inner circle. Can even say sometimes our own inner clique. At the Lord's table, there are many surprises. As God's people, we are breaking bread with people we did not even know existed. The kingdom list is substantially different from the one that most of us would have selected if the choice was ours. This party is specially prepared for those who can in no way repay the invitation. There is a subtle theme present throughout the New Testament. And that's not a sad one. That's not a horrible one. That's a great one. It is the theme of a God who throws parties. God loves a party. A woman finds a lost coin. Bible says she throws a party. A lost boy comes home and his father also throws a party. Jesus was filled with life and joy and a spirit of celebration. Even in our times, many Christians have a difficult time with this side of our Lord's life. Many of us find it much easier thinking of him only as the man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We hardly ever think of Jesus as the joyful man that the common people of his day came to know and to love oh so very much. Fred Craddock, the well-known professor of preaching and New Testament, tells of growing up during the Depression and how often money was in short supply for his family. And finally, the family had to move to town just to seek some work. And every able family member tried to find some work to earn a little money just to keep the family going. Craddock says that in those days, the family kept a cigar box on the kitchen table where all the gathered funds were kept for his mother so that she could pay the rent and buy the necessary food. Then he continues, he says, however, occasionally on a Friday night, his dad would take the money, go to town, and buy Fred's mother a box of chocolates or a beautiful rose. And then she would always fuss and tell her husband that they could simply not afford it. And one day, his father said something that he never forgot. His father said, if our lives are defined by what goes in and out of the box, we will always remain poor people. Life would then rob us of our joy. 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 Joy is an essential part of the Christian life, of yours and of mine. Have you enjoyed life lately? Sometimes my wife grabs me by the neck and she says, come on, get away from that computer. You're taking me to town. I love her when she does that. The Pharisees in those days had that same joyless attitude as Judas the traitor. Judas was offended when a woman anointed Jesus' feet with expensive perfume. He said, after all, the perfume can be sold and then given to the poor. A joyless man, actually a traitor, by the side of a joyful Lord, our Master, Jesus Christ. Caring for the poor is important, very important. I believe we can do more, but our church is doing a lot, more than many of you know, reaching out to the poor. It is important to do that. But it is also important for the community of faith to celebrate the goodness and the generosity of God. It is important for us to share in the joy of being part of the family of God. After all, God rejoices, says the Bible, every time a sinner comes home. There is joy in the heart of God when His stray people turn around and turn back to God. And God, according to Scripture, is a generous, gracious God. A God who throws parties. Have we given God a reason to throw a party lately? By the way, your name is on the party list. Did you hear what I said? Jesus is throwing a feast and you and I are invited. All we have to do is to accept the invitation to open our lives and our hearts and our minds to Him, and we will find that we're in the company of uplifting joy. Now, I know there are people also in our time who would say, well, actually, I'm not worth it. I don't deserve to go to Christ's party. A party initiated by God. I'm not worthy. Well, the correct response would be, that's exactly the point. We should feel unworthy. Read the story. The only people really worth inviting are people who feel deep inside, we do not deserve it. We cannot do anything to merit it. Oh God, you've prepared the table for us. It is not our right. It is our privilege. It is God's mercy given freely. Yes, you are invited. Maybe if we're just always careful, not wanting to be upfront all the time. Because it's Jesus that said, if you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself. Folks, I've wrestled with this text more than I can tell you. If you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself. And that makes us worthy to attend the banquet. Why? Well, our host at this table today had some ideas about us. He deemed us worthy. Worthy enough to accept Golgotha, the cross, a shameful death with our clothes. That makes us worthy. We are liberated by a joyful God. And even as we think back of the sacrifice of Jesus, we are still throwing a party. And the only thing that can keep you and me out is our refusal to accept God's invitation, not only to the table, but to stand up and to share in the joy of belonging to the kingdom of God. Come then. Come this morning. God deems you worthy. The Lord's table is set, it is ready, and it is waiting. Amen.